Yahweh the Vrajavasi is attracted to Putana. Aren't they only attracted to Krishna? Yes. Sometimes we have this idea that to spiritualize ourselves is not to dehumanize ourselves. Even when we become spiritual, we still remain human beings. So to spiritualize ourselves is not to dehumanize ourselves. They're natural human emotions that come. But they don't control. They don't control someone. Now, for the Vrajavasi specifically, see, the scripture is such that when a particular point is to be emphasized, it is that point is highlighted and everything else is subordinate for highlighting that point. So, for example, in Narasimha Leela, it is said that everybody was terrified of Hiranyakashipu and everybody was bowing down to Hiranyakashipu. To the extent, not only the gods, but even the godly sages. Narad Muni was bowing down to Hiranyakashipu. And the only person who was ready to defy him, who was that? And then we see later on also that when Hiranyakashipu was killed, at that time the devotees offered prayers. Even Brahmaji offered prayers. But the Lord was not pacified by anyone except Prahlad. It said even Lakshmi Devi, she came there, but she said, I have not seen anyone like him like this. So what is going on over here? So the point is that in this particular pastime, so is Prahlad more glorious than Lakshmi Devi? Is Prahlad more glorious than his guru, Narad Muni? No, not like that. But in this particular leela, the glory of Prahlad is highlighted. And for that purpose, everything is orchestrated in such a way that his glory comes out. So every leela has a particular purpose. And whenever anyone behaves in a particular way, within a particular pastime, it is often orchestrated to highlight the purpose of that pastime. So, in the case of Krishna Leela, in this particular pastime, the point to highlight here was that Putana's deceptiveness. The Putana's deceptiveness was such that she could attract anyone and everyone. But she couldn't deceive Krishna. So, to highlight that point, the Vrajavasis also appear to be deluded. And they appear to be attracted. See, basically, whatever is required for Krishna Leela is done in Vrindavan. So, we can say even the Gopas, when later on Aghasura's pastime comes up, the Gopas are with Krishna. But still they say, oh, this Aghasura seems to be like a nice playing place. They are not sure whether it's actual snake or it's not. They think maybe it's not actual snake. It's a nice playing place. Let's go inside it. So now if they are there with Krishna, why should they get attracted to anyone else, anything else? Somehow, just because this is male and female, so I think this is objectionable. Whereas the gopas getting attracted to a snake for a play field, we feel that's not objectionable, that's just playful. But the point is that any kind of attraction, if somebody is fully attracted to Krishna, why would they get attracted to anything else? But the point is, it's not that Krishna delights in everybody getting only attracted to him. Krishna delights in the reciprocation of love. And whatever is required for the reciprocation of love, that Krishna does that. So when Mother Yashoda is feeding Krishna milk, and she's feeding Krishna her breast milk, but she sees the milk on the stove overflowing, she puts Krishna aside and she goes there. Is the milk more valuable than Krishna? At that time, for the furtherance of this pastime, Krishna being deprived and thereby Krishna getting angry, that's what is required. And Mother Yashoda, she's attracted to that thing. But after that is also the service attitude. I have to feed this milk to Krishna. But the point is that it's not that in Vrajaleela, everyone will be constantly, equally, exclusively attracted to Krishna. There may be, for the purpose of Leela, they get attracted to certain other things, temporarily. So there is temporary attraction to something else, but there is overall attraction only to Krishna. We see Sita was with Ram, but Sita was attracted to a deer. Now, through that, the Leela went on. But if she had been, like, she was so casually attracted, but she was attracted to a deer, but she was not attracted to Ravan when Ravan propositioned her. So there are, for the purpose of pastimes, even real characters might act in ways that may not seem devotional. But it's all for the purpose of furthering the devotional Leela of the Lord. Okay. Any other question? Yes, please.
Thank you so much for watching.